sign him, and he's going to play linebacker this year. Right now, he's playing the same position. You know, he's got some adjusting to do because he's been away from the team here right at first. He played some, but you know, it's a position where you're different keys, different things to look at. You know, and he's adjusting well as he goes. Good studier, good kid, smart. So every day is, you know, he learns more and more and more about the position. Really, I think the biggest thing right now is just the coverage part of the aspect and the different things that that guy's required to do. That's where we're working on the most right now, is that part of the game. Because he's such a physical guy that, you know, that's what I love about him, is he brings a physical part of the game. And, you know, gets to run, he'll be a hard guy to move out of the hole.
So he's not a joker, as Jerry likes to say. He won't be shifting from line to linebacker. He's officially a linebacker.
Yes, in our base package, he's a linebacker now. When we go to third down, all bets are off. And it's, we try to put the best people on the field to get pressure, to cover. You know, so it's a different game. To me, first and second down is a completely different game than third down. It's like a whole different playbook. And so when we go to third down, he has multiple positions on third down to play in our third down package. Clint has actually had a great camp so far. I really like where he's at. He's done a great job. He looks faster. He's leaner. He's done a great job out there. So, you know, like any time you can't just go in a season with three legit guys and somebody gets hurt and putting a non-legit guy in, so he's competing for a job, and as a starter, wherever it is, because really, to me, they're all interchangeable. They should all be able to play all the positions.
So the decision that Peewee was made in the side, and not his reaction to anything?
No, because we think he can help us. We played him there a little bit last year at the beginning of the year. If you remember, he played off the ball and did some good stuff for us, so we feel like he'll help us in terms of that.
Why do you think he's more valuable there than he is at end? What is he able to do? What is his skill set?
You know, Keeley has great range. I mean, if you ever watch him, I mean, he could be standing on the numbers on one side and be over the numbers on the other in a heartbeat. And to me, that's what you look for as a linebacker coach. You look, and you run to the ball, and he can run all day long. And, you know, so plus he's athletic enough that he can move in and out and get around people. And so he's going to help us at that position. He's a good defensive end, too, but don't get me wrong. But, you know, we would like to play linebacker.
As a natural defensive end, it seems like most of the movement's going straight ahead or slightly to the right, slightly to the left. You're going to have a lot more lateral movement. Is that a concern at all?
No.
He's been able, he's already been able to show you.
Yes.
How are the young kids? Can you tell us what you've seen out of Persley? You're laughing. Why are you smiling?
I like my young group. They're a great group of kids. They really are. Greg Jones from Michigan State, and I'm obviously from Michigan, so but we've gotten over that. But he's done a great job. You tell he played at a high level in college. Mm-hmm. He has great instincts to the ball, picks things up fast. So he's going to be fine. He's a good young player. Jaquan Williams, to me, he's the kind of guy you look for. He played DN in college, and you put him on 2 feet in pro football. He's one of those guys that can go from sideline to sideline. He's cat quick. He can cover, and he's learning the game. I mean, if I just say, okay, go cover that guy, you've got to be covered. He's got to go through the assignment part of it. What am I covering? What am I not covering? And he's doing a good job of it. He's learning on the move. Herzlick, I love it because he's one of those kids who something in his life, obviously his sickness, has really zeroed in his focus to succeed. And he's going to succeed. I mean, that's just the way he is. And anything he does is because of what he's been through. I mean, pretty much he was on his deathbed, and now he's playing in an NFL camp with the New York Giants. That's a great story. And then you got Spencer Paysinger, who to me is one of those young guys who may have been a little light in college and played that system and spread and all that stuff, but he's gained a few pounds since he's been here, and he can move too. He's cat quick too. So I like that group. They're a good mesh. They like each other. It's a pretty good group.
Are you teaching more than
about Kenny?
Kenny Ingram and Adrian Tracy. Adrian probably made a huge move from a year ago. Then he got his injury, and he got into the playbook. He's watched film, and he's getting a little bit better at a much better understanding of playing linebacker because he was a DN in college. And Kenny Ingram actually came the other way. He was a safety and has come down, so he's also learned. You know, Kenny provides you type of guy that can cover like a safety, and he's putting on a little weight too. So Kenny's not afraid to put his face anywhere. You know, with the what you do, what you do.
As Coach just told us last year, you had 20 something practices before the first game. This year you have 11. Are you coaching? Are you teaching a lot more? Do you feel that it's a more challenging year?
As a position coach, much more meeting time, which is good because you need to. You need to go over the assignments, you need to show them on film, you need to walk through it, and then you need to go practice it. And so, really, the system itself is very good. Now, you don't get the physical reps that you would if you were in a two-a-day, one-a-day, two-a-day. But, I think the veteran guys are okay because they've done it for so long. It's the younger guys that my concern is they got to go out and play NFL football at a fast pace. Their learning curve is going to be real faster in about 7 days, 6 days.